Okay, we are in Siman Resh Pei Tes Sif Beis, and Hilchos Mezuzah until here has been basically free of major machloiksin. There were some, so to speak, minor issues, but there really were not major disputes that that are noyik today and through the generations. You always have chlukideis on certain cases, but a machloikis that stretches through the generations has been very, very rare. Siv Beis and Siv Gimel present two very challenging cases in halacha lamaisa. It's very, very hard for a rav to decide one way or the other unless he has a messiah from a rebbe, because these disputes are very, very difficult, as you'll see from beginning to end. The chalukei deis throughout the dairis. So let's see the two sifim. Siv Beis has to do with the place on the spot on which you place the mezuzah. When you come to your doorway, where exactly do you put the mezuzah on the entranceway? So Sif Aleph says, Siv Beis says, Eizeh Mokim Kiviyasa. So a couple of rules. Number one, B'Sai Chalal Shel Pesach. It has to be in the doorway, in the Chalal of the Pesach. When I daven Barfival Kohn years ago, he made a bit of a tumult over those who put the mezuzah in the doorway. In most doorways have a doorway, and then smack in the middle a protrusion which is made for the door to bang against it. The jammer. So if you look at the doorway here, you see that the Chalal HaPesach has an inch, then an inch protruding, and then an inch recessed again. And many people put it on the recessed part, and his taina was, that's not the Chalal HaPesach. It has to be in the doorway, at least lechatchila. And therefore, it should be in that narrow piece that protrudes, which means sometimes it's very hard to put it at an angle, because that doesn't give you a lot of space. If you want to break it off, that's an eitzah. But as long as you don't want to break it off, you break off the mezuzah. It's true. It's true. In the bakery by my father, they're constantly pushing racks through the doorway. So when they put the mezuzah there, it constantly gets knocked off. It's really a little choice but to put it in a safer spot. It's better to have it a little off than to have it on the floor. But okay, but in Lamais it says here b'chalal pesach. B'tefach ha-samach l'chutz. What? So resolution is to put it like we have it here. It's in the Chalal HaPesach, in the one-inch piece which sticks out, even though you can't angle it too much. But to put it there, so it's in the Chalal HaPesach. L'chatchila, that's the way it should be. It's kosher either way. But the l'chatchila is supposed to be in the doorway. You follow what I mean? Okay. At any rate, the second condition is tefach hasamuch l'chutz. Now, tefach hasamuch l'chutz is nogeya not to ordinary doorways, but to some doorways, sometimes fancier homes, or even just a fancier room, has a wide doorway when you enter, a wide mezuzah, a wide doorpost. So it should be on that doorpost as close as possible to the outside. Tefach hasamuch l'chutz. Why tefach hasamach l'chutz? So the Gemara says two reasons, which are quoted here in the Taz Beis. Hatab sheyifka batchila. So when you enter the house, you should get to the mezuzah right away, not a second later, but immediately. Pa'ayit sheyah hakoel techashmira. Sounds like the shadim could get until the mezuzah. So why have them enter part of the doorway? Let them be stopped before they get to any part of the doorway. To try to stop them when they're on the outside. Those are the two reasons. Again, maybe we'll come back to it. Menach Islami Gimel.
What happens if you carve out in the door? Can you do
that? Obviously you can. The old mezuzahs were carved out. It's a little problem. It's not in the halal. It's not in the halal, so I don't know. I mean, the halal is not makiv. Dormos says, Im shina ina makiv, but she in the chedim of mezuzah atzma. he's going really on the whole thing, that if you're Mishana, these are the things we mentioned till now are not Ma'akiv, and it's the Chatchila. Now, how high do you put it? That's where there's a controversy. Now, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, you get one Maskana. If you read the Shach and Taz, you get a different Maskana. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. B'tchila shlisha elyay. So you do is you measure the doorway. If the doorway is 7 feet, so you measure 2 feet, 4 inches from the top, and you put it in that at that spot. Tchila shlisha elyay. The bottom of the mezuzah should be at the 2 feet, a 4 inch spot. If you do it higher, which I think most people are not medagdic to do it exactly at the 1/3 area, it's still kosher. It can't be within a tefach of the top. That's what Kuli Alma. So it's in the third. Now, the Rosh Rama really argued. The Rosh says anywhere in that third is good, as long as it's not in the top tefach. He doesn't say it has to be exactly at the third.
What about 10 foot?
I'll talk about that in a minute. But the Rambam's lashon is b'tchila shlishelyayin, like the Mechaber, which sounds like it should be precisely at the beginning of the shlishelyayin, and that's the proper place to put it. In kavam mizalamaylam mizekashuat, the bottom of the mezuzah should be, like I said, if it's a 7 foot doorway, you measure from the top 2 feet 4 inches down, and the bottom of the mezuzah should be at that spot. V'tzarch l'koyva al yimin ha-nichnas, on the right side, in chilek benim u'ite yad aloi, doesn't matter if you're a righty or a lefty, v'im kava mismael psula, a mezuzah on the wrong side is totally possible, that is no question. Now the controversy has to do with the Yerushalmi. I read you the Gemara. The Gemara, it's a one-line Gemara, Menachas Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, what does it say? Tchila shlusha elyon. Larchika shalei larchika menakayra shomai lo yaisa mishlish. Shouldn't be more than a third down from the top. And that's what the Gemara says. Easy Gemara. There's a 1.5 line, 2 line taisvis. Top taisvis alami gimel amid beis. Now listen carefully. Yushalmi mashma b'perik beis de Megillah kisha pesach gavoya harbe. If you have a very high door, a door entranceway, doorway, menicha kedegek seifav. The mezuzah should be opposite your shoulders. V'chayle kasha shalanu. Taisa says this Yushalmi is not like our Gemara. Our Gemara says shlusha elyay, and the Yushalmi says kedegek seifav. So he says, that's a machlaikis. It's a machlaikis. Okay. The Mechaber seems to agree it's a machlaikis. The Mechaber doesn't say a word about kinegik seifav. The problem here is that the Shach and the Taz say, like the Yerushalmi. Let's see, the Shach. Look at his lashon, Shach Dalid. It's almost scary when you have a high door. Where do you put it? First, he says, "Ksheir Avol Lamata Mishlush Elyon Posel." It's Ma'akiv. Shouldn't be lower than the top third. Kei Posel Beisayis Vabach. And then he says, "Kosu Oyin Me'apoyiskim." Dikisha Pesach Gavoya Harbe Yerichenu Kedegik Seifov. If it's very high, put it opposite your shoulders. Avoloy Lamayla Mikseifov, but not higher than your shoulders. Bein Yishlo Yirai Say. Very strange lashon. Not higher than your shoulders. In a manner in which you won't see it. Well, you'll see it if it's connected your eyes, not if it's connected your shoulders. Why does he tell us? Why does the Mechaber say more than that? Yeah, the Mechaber is a Shulchan Aruch. If he held that way, he should say. So, we have here a very tricky machlokes in this issue. And the issue is what to do when you have a high doorway. The Shari Yerushalayim are high doorways, but in my house also, when you walk in and you walk from the hallway into the step into the dining room area, the entranceway is high. And on the one hand, the Shachem Taz say to put it neged Ksefav. On the other hand, if you don't put it in the top third, it's a psul even b'di'evet, according to the Pashtus of the Bavli. So it's a very hard thing to know what to do.
It's very interesting. So, each person's different.
Yeah, each person is different. So, all right. So you could be liberal in the definition of Kenegek Seifov. If you'll hit the Shlish Elyon in that type of way, you could do it. So that's how Shach is learning, but it's not the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. That's an interesting thing. The Paiskim that write Halachas Svarim all Paskim like the Shach. Meaning the Chayyadam, the Derech HaChayim, the Derech HaShulchan, like how can you not do like the Shach? They all say like the Shach, to put it in Kenegek Seifov. On the other hand, there are a handful of Tshuvas Svarim that have a good Kasha. They say the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, the three Gedalei Paiskim, don't bring this Inyan of, and the Shulchan Aruch, they don't bring this Inyan of Kenegek Seifov. They don't mention it at all. Imagine you have something, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't mention. And then Achroinim come and they mention the Yerushalmi, and it, and Memela becomes like the Yerushalmi. Tosfos brings Yerushalmi, says Yerushalmi Chaylek, Al Shas Shalanu. So it's a very, it's a kind of an awkward thing. The Marsham, Chaylek Gimel Tshuva Reish Yotes, is one of the Paiskim, the Divrei Malkiel, Nachal Eshkol, Tziv, they're all matmiya on the halacha lamaisa here. It's a very, very difficult psak. It's not complicated. It's just very simple. All the kadmainim say one thing, and the rishayim say one thing, and the shach comes along and he says something else.
You make a two-foot batim and a clap at the bottom piece.
You make
two-foot long
a very long mezuzah. The whole mezuzah has to be in the shlishel, you know.
Hamerlin, they have a 15-foot doorway, and it's too high to reach it.
They put it up high in Hamerlin?
Can't reach it.
Oh, all
right. Hamerlin, when you walk in from the street, there's a
15-foot. Where? When you walk in the street, it's how high?
From the stairs, go on the sidewalk.
Oh, the stairs, when you get onto the stairs.
Right, and all the way up.
And they put it Shlushalya. It's very interesting. It's Shlushalya. So it's very hard to know what to do. What I did in my house is I put it exactly Shlish Elyon. It's higher than Seifov, but you can see it. You can see it easily. So, you know.
Has your wife kissed a stepladder?
No, only they had to kiss. The adults got tired of it a long time ago. But, well, no, she should kiss the mezuzah. I'm just joking.
What? You have a sunken room, my wife.
It's interesting. There is a step down punkt by this mezuzah in my house. So, Mistam, you measure where that doorpost hits. If it hits on the higher part, so you measure from the higher part. If it hits on the lower part, you measure from the lower part. I know it's a very difficult thing. On the one hand, you're not wrong if you do like the Shach, the Taz, the Chayyadam, the Chayim, and the Chashochad. You know, I can't go wrong. On the other hand, in the Makar HaDavar, it's hard to see.
And all three agree. It's usually the Rif, Rosh, and the Rambam agree on something.
Well, the thing is, the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam don't bring the Yerushalmi. They just bring Shlish Elyon. So Shach is saying, they're talking about normal doors, not high doorways. It's an extremely difficult thing. It's not complicated, it's just confusing as to what to do. What? I'll tell you an interesting thing. In Tarvah Das, years ago, the kindergarten teacher asked Rabbi Yaakov if they could put the mezuzah lower down so the children could kiss it when they come in. So Rabbi Yaakov said, you have to teach children from when they're young. You don't change the halacha to fit your needs. You change your needs to fit the halacha. So you don't move the mezuzah down to fit the people. It's hard to put on a small child this year.
Yeah, so. Get used to it.
Okay. All right, this is one issue. There's a second again, there's the union of the height and the union of the width of the doorway. Now, in the height, I should mention, the Kudus HaKesef here is Matzdik the Rosh. The Rosh said anywhere in the Shlish Elyon, I think that's the Minig. I think only Medagdikin put it exactly at the Shlish Elyon. I think most people instinctively just go over and put the mezuzah where it's comfortable, where it seems normal to put it. And that, in the Kudus HaKesef, is Matzdik the Shitas HaRosh. There's an interesting exchange of letters in the Michas HaLazar regarding the halacha, the other halacha. They're not the height, but the width. Way to put it. If you have a wide entranceway, if you have a doorpost that's wide. So the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say, put it the tefa closest to the outside. That's where it should be. And as I have said, the Michas HaLazar writes, and he has three different tshuvas on it. The first tshuva is in the first volume, Saif Simen Lamed Vav. He writes, Chacham, I have to remember his Lashon, Chacham Gadol Tzadik Echad, that's his Lashon, Chacham Gadol Tzadik Echad Shlita, said, he was Paskin Berabim, that this din, that if you have a wide doorway, it's near the outside, that's only the door to Rosh HaSarabim. The door to Rosh HaSarabim, so you have two considerations that the Taz brought. One, that you should hit it right away. And one, that you block the shade. But he said, once you're in the house, you have a front mezuzah. And you're going from the hallway into a dining room. So there, it doesn't matter where you put it. He says, number one, you should hit it first. He says, what's the difference? In the house, you go in, you walk in, you walk out. You're gonna approach the mezuzah one time going in, one time going out. So when you go to the street, the front door, going to the street is not a mechayev mezuzah. So you have to have it going in as close as possible. But in the house, as far as the first reason, sheyifka b'mezuzah tchilo, what's the difference? You're going both directions. And the second cheshbon to keep the shadim out. So you have the protection of the mezuzah. The front door protects until the second mezuzah. And then, so he said, in his Lashon HaRaita, he made a joke about people who misunderstand the Gemara. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch only mean tefach hasamach l'chutz, only legabe the front door, and the other doors don't matter. That's what he says.
Outside back door to the front door too.
Yeah, any door to the street. Any door to the street.
And I know it's not from a room to a room. Sometimes you
want
from a hall to a room.
Well, from a hall to a room, the hall is chayiv in mezuzah.
Yeah.
Right? A beis shar that leads to rooms that has its own chayiv. So the Minchas HaLazar disagrees. He disagrees strongly. What?
To the hall. The room to the hall.
For, well, what comes first? There are knesa.
You say.
You mean both ways. So this Chacham Gadol Tzadik Echad said it's both ways, so what's the difference? So on that, the Michas HaLazar says, what do you mean it's both ways? On the other direction, it's on the left side. Not on the right side, it's on the left side. So it's only a chiyuv going in, not a chiyuv going out. As far as the Shadim, I'm not sure what he says. He says something about that too. And he disagrees. He says always tefach hasamach l'chutz. So, what? What does that have to do with this dispute? So therefore what? Therefore the Chacham Tzadik Gadol is right or the Mechloz is right? It's not right. There's nothing to do. What about the Gemara that says Kadesh Yif Gabay Tchila? According to you, you don't have to, it's the argument to Gemara. At any rate, in Chelek Beis, it's fascinating how Gedolim could take something. It doesn't sound like Devarim Haim Demarum Shalolim. You put it this tefa, that tefa. So they already have a very global machlokes about doorways. They get into a discussion as follows. When you have, let's say you have a house where your front door opens to the street. In our neighborhoods, most people have a gated area before, or steps up before the door. But let's say you have a door that opens straight into the street. What is the doorway? Is that Rosh HaSayachin or is that Rosh HaSarabim? You follow? the doorway. It's called askufa. Tachas ha-mashkev, yeah. What is the din of that askufa? So the son of this Chochem Gadol Echad writes a letter to Michas Elazar, which is in Chelik Beis of Michas Elazar Tshuvavav. He says, what do you mean? A doorway, an askufa area, and they get into this argument of askufa is kilafnim or askufa is kachutz. So he says in Hilchas Shabbos, it says, a fascinating din, that if you have a doorway in the front, if the doorway is opened to a karmelis, we say the doorway area, matzah minis mina v'nir, we say the doorway area is also a karmelis, and you can't carry in. What that means in practical terms, let's say somebody has a key belt, and his doorway is on the street entrance, street level. So he can stick his key into the hole of the keyhole, because that's churei rishus haram. There's no problem. So he takes it off without carrying. He sticks it in the hole. He turns it, but he can't push it in, because when he's under the mashgeif, it's still kolochutz. It's still a karmelis, and when he pushes it in, he's pushing it into rishus hayachid. So what it means in practical terms, he's got to take it, put it back on, and then push the door in. Now some have spring locks that if you pull it out, it springs shut. So you have to push it like an inch in so it doesn't spring back, and then put it back on and go out. So once he opens it and sticks the key in, it certainly is. No. So anyway, so the so they get into this argument if the askufa is kalifnim or askufa is kalachutz. So the Ben writes, askufis kalachutz. That's what you see. So why are you putting the mezuzah on chutz? You should dafka put the mezuzah where the door is, in the area of the door, not askufis kalachutz. And he writes back to him, it's not true. It only says if the door is closed, then tachas askufis kalachutz. When the door is open, then tachas askufis kalifnim. So they get into this argument, and then they start talking about minyan, if you're mistarf to minyan, if you're under the askufa. It becomes like a pilpul of kolatayra kula. And they're arguing about what the din of tachas askufa is, klape, the inside. It depends if it's open or closed. You're right. It depends if it's open or closed. It depends if it's sealed on the inside or open on the inside. That's what makes a chilek. By kachim, by the harabayas. Where are you going to get the apple from? An apple on your belt? Flyers on the gate. Yeah, it's interesting, Shiloh. When they stick flyers on the gate and you want to push the gate in, so you have a problem because the flyer on the outside is Rosh Rabin. You push the gate in, there's nothing to do with this Machlis at the Askufa, but it's an issue.
What about a walker?
Okay.
Someone needs a walker, they
can't carry it on that house. Okay, we'll get to all these halachas. Anyway, this is a second issue. The minig, though, of the poiskim, not of the veld, is to put a tefach ha-samach l'chutz, because even this chacham gadol tzaddik echad is maida that you could put a tefach ha-samach l'chutz.
There are doorways. The door is not as flush with the outside.
Okay, so there are doorways where it's impassable. So that's called a chayre hadeles. That's shach gimel. Okay, 1 second. All right, let's try to be mesudar. So the big machlokes, like I say, from Bavli Yerushalmi till today, is what to do when it's a very high doorway. So the best thing is not to build houses with high doorways, but sometimes. You know, if you don't exactly build a house, you know, if you build a house, you figure out where to put the mezuzah. That's just the way it is. So that's a machlokes that goes back a couple of thousand years from the different time Bavli Yerushalmi. This machlokes Michalazar and this Chacham Echad is okay. Machlokes, what it means tefach hasamach l'chutz. Now, there's another issue of mezuzah me'achirei hadelas. There are times where for one reason or other you have no choice. Sometimes you have a swinging door. And my parents, alei mashalom, in their house, between the dinette and the dining room, there was a swinging door. So you can't put the mezuzah in the chalal pesach. The swinging door is going to knock it off. So generally, people put it right along the side of it. Right along the side. The same thing, the fancy plexiglass entranceways, where the whole wall is one big plexiglass and one panel is a door. There's really no place to put the mezuzah there. You have no choice but to put it on the outside. My father, when he heard this is a tumult, he took a saw, and he saw in the swinging door, there's a notch for the mezuzah, so it swings. If you get a bigger mezuzah case, you have to expand the notch, but that's the way it is in our house in which I grew up. But there is a din of Pesach She'achirei Hadelas. If you can't fit it on the mezuzah itself, you put it on the side, as long as it's within a tefach, that is kosher as well. It's interesting, last week I spoke about a revolving door. From last week till this week, somebody in the Sephardic Center, which has a revolving door, never had a mezuzah, they put a mezuzah on. The revolving door has a round mezuzah, so to speak. So they didn't put it on the outside, they put it on the inside. When you finish the revolving, they put it on, it's a plexiglass round thing, and they put it on the edge. It should be not a chayrei adelas, but in the chalal pesach, so to speak. And when you go past around, I don't know how long it's going to stand there. It's stuck onto the very edge, and there's a mezuzah. It's hard to make it straight anyway. They don't do it crooked. Can only do it straight. They put it on the inside, not on the outside. It could be they're afraid it'll fall off. They didn't ask me. They just did it. I would have told them to put it on the outside. But okay. It revolves the good way. It revolves counterclockwise. It would revolve clockwise. It would be a hard shaila, what's called the right side when you go in. So just remember, if you put a revolving door in your house, make sure that it revolves in a... Do they all go counterclockwise? I don't know. But it has to be counterclockwise. Okay. What? I'm not sure. The last thing before we go to Sif Gimel is the Rabbi Kivega here. Very strange Rabbi Kivega. Kivega is usually very clear, and here he's very confusing. Sif Beis about lefties. Now listen carefully to what he says. The diuk is in what the Mashmois is. Listen to Rabbi Kivega. If who iter yad, so most of the pshita, you're a righty, you're a lefty, what's the difference? This is the same. Aval. B'mekar ha-din b'mar d'chai yisa afilu iter regel. There he talks about you're a lefty with your feet. The derech b'yasei b'smail di alma, that normally you take a first step with the left foot. Mekamak e menichi b'yamin d'alma, ein edema l'tfilin. It's not like tfilin where it depends on the person. Mezuzah, you put it on the right side d'alma. Now listen to this reason. The mezuzah hu lishmiras kol b'nei beisai loy loy levada. Listen to the words. It says the mezuzah is for the shmir of everyone in the house, not just him. What's the diuk? If they're all lefties. Sounds like Rabbi Kivega, if everyone who lives in the house is a lefty, so you put it on the left side going in. That's what it sounds like. That's strange.
Is the shade a lefty?
I haven't had the experience. But I don't know, so it sounds like Rabbi Kivega, if everyone has a lefty, or a person that has his own room, it's his room. So it sounds like you do it on the left side. Now, of course, that's not the halacha. And it's just strange the way Rabbi Kivega... Derech B'yascha... Because Derech B'yascha is the right side, so...
No. How's the door open?
I mean, what's the point? You meet that only when you take the first step forward is with your left foot in this situation,
terms of
when
you put the mezuzah?
All right, so I'll tell you why. The Gemara says, how do you know where the mezuzah is placed on the doorway? It says mezuzah is iskish to tefillin, says together. Ma tefillin begoiva hayad. Af mezuzah begoiva hadelis. That's how we know shlushelya. How we know not the top tefach. We don't put the tefillin on the top tefach. So the havamina is, yeah, no, the tefillin is called b'miyamin because you're kosher at b'miyamin, right? It's on the yakeya, but k'shartem k'saftem aksiva b'miyamin akshira b'miyamin. So that's how we know it's b'miyamin. So tefillin we switch for lefties. So maybe mezuzah we should switch for lefties also. It's ishla adani. It's no hekesh lemechza. So we really understand derech b'yascha. It doesn't depend on the individual. It depends on the tzibur. But Rabbi Kimeger's lashon is very, very misleading. It sounds like you go by the people that live there. If you have a house full of lefties, so what do you do? What? A left-footed person. A left-footed person. Yeah. I would think every lefty with his hand is lefty with his foot because it's a brain. It's a function of the brain. What? But he's not doing his foot.
Yeah, because he's riding on his foot.
What does his foot have to do? He doesn't put tefillin on his foot.
Because he uses
right. No, that's not. Yeah, nobody ever said that. It's a mistake. The left foot has zero to do with tefillin shel yad. No, there's two drushes. By tefillin, there are two drushes. Ukshata buksafta, maksivi biyamin, akshir biyamin. As drusha yadcha, yad keya. So there's a machlaikis, the Gra and the Ramah, which comes from the Gemara. What happens is someone who writes with one hand, but his strength is in the other hand. There are many people at different parts of the brain. Now that's not called ambidextrous. That's two different functions. You have somebody who writes with one hand, he's skilled with one hand, but his strength, his muscles are with the other hand. So with a hammer, he'll knock with one hand, and he'll write with the other hand. So that's telling them this machlaikis. If it's yad keya, then it goes by the weaker hand. Then it goes by the siva. So the Gra and the Ramah argue l'maisa. Nobody could paskin. So what do you do? So Rav Palm told people that in such a machlokes, tasiyef shel achriya, hakabola yachriya. Pi kabola, you always put on the left hand. Apizai, you always put on your left hand. Your right, your left hand, it doesn't matter. Because it goes with gvura, and chesed and gvura. So Rav Palm said, kabola yachriya. The Kafachayim says this. But however, if somebody's a Talmid Chacham, he puts on both hands. I think you put their hand, right? He puts on two hands. He puts the tefillin on one hand. And then when he's taking it off, he slips it on the other hand. What would you do if you did Rabbeinu Tam tefillin too? So you put on four times. Yeah. You could use. How do you use a righty tefillin? Explain. Right? You can use a righty tefillin in your left hand. The yod has to be connected to the lathe. So when you put it on the other hand, you have to put it upside down. You have to... Normally we have the mabarto, which is the strap closer to the shoulder, and the bias lower. If you're stuck with a tefillin of the opposite type, if you're going to put it straight, it'll be outwards. You have to put it upside down with the mabarto lower and the bias higher. The ritzuas turn out backwards. Yeah, you wind it different. No, it's not ma'akev which way you wind the ritzuas. So
over the years, I've met several people who've done the same thing.
You've met several people.
Okay. You said on the tape, you tell a 13-year-old to put on bias. You're not going to do anything.
Your pump said about nothing, but he said, don't tell a 13-year-old to do both. All right, let's get to Sif Gimel. What? Zuza on... I think it's on. Gemara doesn't say it, but the Gemara says it's on Lagabe height. I think that's the understanding of Lagabe the source. Oh, so the answer is Mezuzah is an individual's mitzvah, and this is a tzibudik mitzvah. So. Okay, Siv Gimel is a rather complicated Sif, and let me explain. B'derech Hakdama, so that we will grab what's going, we'll chap what's going on. The question here is, how do you decide what's the right side and what's the left side of an entranceway? Now, in a normal building, a normal house, it's not confusing. Derech Biyascha, the way you walk into the house, you have a front door, you walk in, You have a hallway, you have a next room. It, generally, it's not a confusing issue which way is the right way going in. However, there are a number of situations in which it could be confusing. We're going to start with the Gemara's case. The Gemara has a case where someone has a two-room house. Now, we're here in a large room. Let's pretend this is an entire house. My door on my right goes to the street. The door on my left goes to the street. And we put a partition down the middle with a doorway. We make it into a two-room house. So here we have an entrance from the street on the southern side of the building, an equally large entrance on the left on the northern side. In the middle, we have a wall and a door. Now, coming in from the street, you're doing the right side from the street to the house. In the street on the other side, the rights are coming in. This middle door is now totally 50-50 Derech Biyascha. If you come in from the southern end, so it's this way. If you come from the northern end, then it's this way. Assuming, for argument's sake, that everything else is equal. What do you do with such a door? What do you do? A lot of hotel rooms, you have two hotel rooms, and they have a door between the two. In case someone wants to rent a double room, they unlock it. So that's exactly the shaila. You have two hotel rooms, they're equal hotel rooms, and you have a door between the two of them. On which side do you put the mezuzah in the middle? So the Gemara says there's something called Heker Tzir. Now Heker Tzir, I'll explain the lamdas. Let me tell you the taich. Heker Tzir, a tzir is a hinges. Heker Tzir, a normal door opens inward, where it's not against the fire code, right? A normal door, in a person's private home, the front door opens inward. That's a normal way for a door to open. So the door is open inward. So we say, if you have two equal rooms, and you have a door between them, how do you know? So you go by Heketzir. Derech Piyascha is the way the door pushes inward. That's the derech to go in. Now, of course, in the yeshiva world, we have a chakira. Is heketzir a simin or a siba? Meaning, is the tzir itself mechayidim is on that right side? Or is just a simin, which room is the ikar? That's a nafkamina. Nafkamina will be, if you have a place where, because of the fire code, you have to put it on a certain way. The fire code for a public assembly building is that the doors have to open outwards in case, God forbid, there's a fire and there's a stampede. You should be able to open the door outwards, not inwards. That's why all public buildings, the doors open outwards. So the question is Heketzir a simen or a siba? I generally understand it's a simen. There's no reason the hinge itself should be a din hilchos mezuzah. It's a simen, which is the ikar. So that's a Gemara. No argument about this Gemara. And again, the Shach is going to come along with something new. We're going to have the Mechaber will bring the Gemara, and the Shach will come along. Granted, by the hotel rooms, it's very confusing. You know why? They have two doors, right? They want nobody should be able to go to the other side. So you have two doors with two heketzirs with 2 inches between them. So what do you do? What do you do there? So we'll get to it.
Is that the same side?
What?
Is that the same side here in those cases?
No, they both open inwards. Each one opens inward to his room. You can't open outwards. You can hit the other door. Right.
So if you rent them both for 30 days or more...
So you're stuck. Well, we'll get to it. Not today anymore, but we'll get to it. First, let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. Mishachaylek beisei l'shnayim. Someone who divides his house. This means a one big one-room house. Divides it into two. B'chachaylek pesach b'soch l'shusarabim. U'b'mechitza ha'chaylekes yesh pesach mizel l'zeh. And the wall down the middle has a door from one to the other. B'makim sha'oysa ha'chor... Shabisaf, Shatzir Atzelas, Hadela Saivibai, the place that has the hole for the hinges to be attached, Umayim Shamad Losais, Hu Habayis, Ubiderach Yemishin Vizloi, Kaivin Isa. So easy. So you have, very easy. Again, the Shulchan Aruch is easy and the Shach comes along. The Shulchan Aruch says, you go Basa Derech Biyascha, if that's even, you go Basa Heketzir. No problem, it's a very clear psak. Now again, the Shach comes. It's not the Shach doing this on his own. He's basing it on a Mordechai. He says the following. The Shach is Vav. Yesh Pesach Mezel Azeh. Ve'eino Yedua Eizach Choshev K'nisa Yetziyah. We don't know which is considered going in, which is considered going out. That's good. Because of Ater Azov, that's the Lavush. Upesach shenichnosim b'yimin habayis lebeis hachayrev shalanu. The war room that you go from the house to the beis hachayrev, the room, the insulated room, nearly. Oisim b'zuzi b'yimin haknisa shenichnosim b'habayis lebeis hachayrev. You go from the outer room to the warm room. The ikar tashmish shalanu hu b'batei chayrev shalanu. Our ikar tashmish is the inner warm room. We don't care about Heketzir. Upashitu, the Shach says. Look at the Shach. The Shulchan Aruch says a halacha psuka. If you don't know Derech B'Yascha, you go by Heketzir. Once again, the Shach says, 1 minute. That's if both rooms are Ika Chashivus. If one room is more Chashiv than the other, you go by Chashivus of the two rooms. That is the psak of the Shachs of Kut and Vav. So here we have now a new guideline. We have now, if you want to draw a list of priorities, it sounds like one, Derech B'Yascha, two, Chashivas of the two rooms, three, Heketzir. Heketzir is a simon, if you can't figure it out. If you know one room is more Chashim than the other, then that room is the one that counts. That appears... What?
Going into the
chashuv
room,
that's Berech Yascha, the way you go in.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if small makes a chashuv, I guess it depends. It depends. What?
Heketzir
is the hinges. So that's a last criteria.
That's
the last of the three criteria. If everything else is equal, yes. Then you do it not on the side the hinge is on. That's not what it means. It means the hinge, whichever way the hinge goes in, that's Derech B'Yascha. Doesn't matter if the hinges are on the left or the right.
What happens between the two
chadarim
goes either way?
Oh, so you have a swinging door, then you have a problem. You have no heketzir.
Right.
You have no heketzir. So let me tell you. The chiluke deis in Paiskim today, you have two normative halachis and one, I think that's like off the charts, but the ayachid of the whole. The normative shaila is this. Derech B'Yascha is number one. What's number two? The sheet of the Shach, and again, all the Mefarshi Shulchan Aruch, the Chayyadam, Derech HaChayim, I think Derech HaShulchan as well, Sivkot and Zayin Oches, they all say, number one, the direction. Number two, Chashivus. Number three, Heketzir. Now we have to talk, if you have none of the three, if all three are not conclusive, we'll talk about it. But the sign does no Heketzir. So then if you have the first two, then you can have a problem, which I want to get to separately. But this is the Chalukei Deis. The Reb Chaim Knievsky paskins that the order is Derech B'Yascha, then Heketzir, then the Chashivas of the Tashrish of the two rooms. I believe he quotes it from the Chazon Ish. I believe, but that's how he paskins. There are a number of achrayim who paskin like that as well. And anyway, that's the chalukei deis.
Chashivas more mean more use or maybe fancier furniture.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, all else being equal, would go by most use. But you're right. He's saying that you use. It's a main use as opposed to a temporary use. If you have an area where you go a lot, but it's a place for the pantry where you store things, and the other place is a place where you sit and eat. So that's certainly more chashuv. It's a kitchen and a living room. Which is more chashuv?
A living room might have furniture that
could. The kitchen use much more, and a chashuv a person comes. So I want to tell you a very interesting shaila. I don't want to get away from this. This is the main chalukei deis. I told you we have two machloikes in. We ask paiskim today, you get different answers. So this is where you get different answers. Derech B'Yascha is one. What's number two? Now, before I get to what I was saying, I want to get to an interesting one. There was one I have to tell you. It's what I call a das yachid. The ayichidim. I don't know if one rav that paskins this way. I was once visiting someone who was sitting Shiva. And you see Shiva in his living room. There's a staircase going up. Now, in his house, there's a doorway to the staircase going up. Some homes have it. Most homes today, the staircases are open. Here's a doorway. So staircase going up. Here's the mezuzah on the right side coming down. Like the left side going up. There's no bigger derech biyascha. You have to take a helicopter to get in upstairs first. There's no bigger derech biyascha. I said, why do you have the mezuzah? So he told me his rav is, said I should put it there. I said, why? He said, because the living room is more chashuv than the staircase. The derech hashivas goes first. Derech hashivas before derech biyascha. So I asked him, why are you going derech hashivas? He said, look, heketzir is just a simon of derech biyascha. What's heketzir? Just tells you derech biyascha. And the Mordechai, the Shach, say the hashivas comes before heketzir. That means it comes before derech biyascha. So he said, to do it that way. To me, it's a milsa de tmiya. To say svaris and paskin different. And the Shulchan Aruch is clear. The Shach itself is a chiddush. And to say differently is it's a chiddush. Rechai Kanievsky's taina is that the Shulchan Aruch is derech biyascha heketzir. You want to say chashivas matters? Fine, chashivas could matter, but it doesn't go before it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, regarding what Reb David is saying, in my parents' house, there is a front door and a side door. I think your parents also read all the houses were made that way, with a front door and a side door. My house was originally built with a side door, and before I moved in, they closed up the side door to get more room inside. But the front door and the side door. Now, my parents' house, we always used the side door. That was the way. The side door goes straight into the kitchen dinette. That's the part you live in. The front door goes to the living room, dining room, you know. So we always use the combination is on the side door. When do you use the front door? Someone has a date, you know, the boy has to come, you open the front door. Or the president comes to visit, you open the front door. But that's it. So what was the Shiloh? The Shiloh was, when you walk in the side door, you come into the dinette. To the left is the living room, dining room. On which side of that door do you put the mezuzah? If you go by most use, so you walk in, and most use is the side door, it will be from the kitchen dinette into the living room, dining room. If you go by the front door, so then it should be on the right side. That's derech biyascha. Then it's the right side going the other way. So the shaila was which side to put the mezuzah. So my father Lashon put it on the right side from the front door, and he cut out a notch. There's no heketzir there. It's a swinging door. So he did it that way. He put it there. Cheshivas, you can clear. So to me, I got a load. I learned Tilchus Mezuzah. It was a pellet to me to put it in. So Esther Palm said, it should go by Reif. It should go by Reif Tashmish. Reif Biyascha. So now he's got to cut out a notch on the other side of the door. You know, a very funny looking door. So I told my father. My father told me, when he moved in, he asked for Moshe Bik. And Moshe Bik told him to put it on that side. So I think at that time, Rav Bik said, do I remember? He said, if that's the door you use when a chashuv a person comes, then that's the ikar derech biyascha. That's the main derech. Use it this way, you know, it could go a year without it. If we didn't have to open the front door to get the mail, I don't know if we would ever open the front door. But anyway, that's what Rav Bik said. So Rav Bik said one way. So we left it. I mean, we left it that way, and that's the way it is. But it's a very interesting variation of this whole shaila. Now, somebody asked, what happens if you have zero machriya? Both rooms are equally chashuv. No tell. Both rooms are equally chashuv. The heketzir is the same. It's a swinging door, a sliding door. There's no heketzir, there's no chashivas, there's no berach biyascha. What do you do now? What, the hotel room that's closer?
Yeah,
because
if you rent both rooms, you would come into the... It's only like if you rent both
the
rooms.
The closest one? One is the one that's closer to the stairs, or one's closer to the elevator. Assuming it's everything else is equal, what do you do? What? I can't hear you. A swinging door is a door that swings in both directions. You see it in restaurants into the kitchen. Usually it swings in both directions. It's usually the door has a pin on top, a pin on bottom.
It's stuck in on bottom and top, and it swings in both directions. And the stance, there's no heketzir. There's no hinge on one side. So when you have no machriya, so let me tell you what I found in Tshuva Svarim. Reb Shlomo Kluger, in a sefer, he has a sefer called Stam, and the Michas Elazar, say, put out whatever side you want. Is it Satchi Yirtza? Put on whatever side you want. Then there are those who say to put on both. Put on both. They're both Derech B'Yascha. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and the Binyan Tzion. And Rochai Knievsky writes in the name of the Chazainish that you should be Chayshish from Baltais if you shouldn't do it. Dafka not. He says you put on two. It's a big Chaluki Deis if it's a Kshash Baltais. Tumas on one side is definitely Baal Taisif. The tine is on two sides, it can't be Baal Taisif. It's like putting one in your pocket and one in the correct place. You can't dash him sukin. Ramesha comes along in a tshuva and chelakal tshuva kufayva. He says they're all wrong. He says if it's equal, it's potem and mezuzah. There's no derech biyascha. There is no derech biyascha. He says it's Pata Lagamri. It's not so, because usually it's hard to judge which is right. I mean, if Eliyahu tells you exactly 50-50, Ramesh says you're Pata. Usually it's hard to judge. The truth is the hotel room is pretty much 50-50. Designate what?
So the two rooms are equal.
Say, one is more chashuv.
This one's going to be the
what is it?
What is it?
The more chashuv or what? Oh, if you'll always come in this way, you can do it. There are people who have homes in which when you come in from the front, I've noticed people ask me, in apartment houses, it's very often, there's a hallway, and then there's a living room, dining room. To get to the kitchen, you can get from both directions. In other words, you can get into the kitchen area, you can walk down the hall and get into the kitchen, you can walk through the living room and get into the kitchen. So the question is, which is Derech B'Yasla? There's usually no Heketzir because there's no door. They're just open area, open doorways. And I ask people, which do you use more? The problem is they usually ask me when they move in, so they don't really know which they're going to use more. So it's a little hard. So if everything is equal, you go Basa Hashivas from the hallway into the kitchen. But if your wife uses one and you use the other, okay, there's... Now, there's one secondary topic here, which we'll deal with next week, and that has to do with porches and backyards. What is it? I'll just tell you, Maisa Shahaya with me. My grandmother, Lea Shalom, lived in the Lower East Side, and there was a tumult in 73, 74 about all the pasul and mezuzahs, the little ones that were all pasul. So I went to her house, we checked the mezuzahs, many of them were pasul, we had to get new mezuzahs. So I asked Rav Palm, what do I do with the door from her house out onto the balcony? They didn't call it a porch, they call it a balcony. So you go on a balcony, just means it's small. So what do you do with the balcony? So Rav Palm told me it's a big machlaikis, goes back also hundreds of years. But the chazainish is machriya, it should be on the right side coming in from the porch, going to the balcony. So do it like the chazainish says. So I went to my grandmother for Shabbos. There's no access, third floor. Close porch. So I went there, I did like a pop told me, I put it on the left side going in. That was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. And then I went to Daven Berah Moshe, an identical, the cost, they're all exactly the same apartments. Mom is exact. So I go to Rav Moshe, he has it on the right side going out. So, you know, welcome to Yiddishkeit, you know, like it's, so we're going to see that this is a machlaikis, the Mordechai and the Maril. That'll be our third major machlaikis.